Mishnayis Shabbos, Peirik Ches, is learned Lilu Nishmas, Sarer Elke, Basar of Shnei Zalman Menachem Mendel, who passed away in Achrin Shal Pesach, Ha'elofim Tov Shin Ayin. The Mishnayis is learned Lilu Nishmoso, Petech Shnas Ha'avelus, Tehei Nishmoso Tzrur B'Tzrir Rachayim. Peirik Ches, Mishnah Aleph. Hamoyitz Yayin Kidei Mezigas HaKoyis, one who carries out water, so that you can use it after you would fill it, three times as much you would fill with water, and you'll get a revis. So you have a little bit of wine, and when you dilute it in three times as much, so in other words, you're taking out one quarter of a revis, so that when you bring in three portions of water, that would be a good wine. The wine were very powerful, so they needed to add three times as much water in order to be able to drink it. So that you'll be chayv. Cholov, if you carry out milk, is kidei gemiyah. You need to take out so much milk that a person can gulp at one time. Devash, if you take out honey, is kidei litin ala kosis, is how much you can give on a wound of a horse. Then you would be chayv. Shemen, if you take out oil, is kidei losuch ever cotton. Take out as much oil that you can smear a small finger of a foot of a child, which was born just today. Then, if you take out that amount, you're already liable for the chatos. Mayim, if you carry out water, the amount that needs to be the lof shubahem as a killer. So if you carry water, you have to take out as much as there is enough to dip in a small cloth to put it on the eye. Then you'd be liable. Ushar kol hamashkim revis, and all other liquids, if you take out the amount of a quarter, a revis, then you're liable. V'chol ha-shevchim b'revis, and all waters that you need to pour out. So if you carry out a revis, you're chayim. Rav Shimon says, kulam b'revis, all liquids, even wine, milk, and honey, and oil, and clean water. If you take out a revis, then you are liable, but less than a revis, then you're not chayim. And all these measures were not said when we talk about a quarter and by the milk and the honey and all the different things, is only by the people that hide so little milk, so little wine, so little honey or oil, so little clean water for any of these things. And so then if you carry it out that amount in Shabbat, then you're chayv. But somebody, the person who did not hide it, he will not be obligated unless there is the size, the measure, the amount of a revis. Says the Bar Tanur, Hamaytziyak Dimizik Sakois, how to be music to water down, dilute the cup. Shalbichas Hamozim, which cup? The cup that you have to do the blessing on the meal. Shuhurayva revis yain. That turns out to be a quarter of a revis of wine, chai, while it's raw. Kedeshim zigenu lecheshvin, so that he should be able to dilute it into the amount, al chad shal yain, for one wine, tloso, mimayim, three times in water. V'yamid al revis alug, and then that dilution together will stand and be a quarter of a lug. Shuhushir kodesh lebracha, that is the measure of a cup for blessing. Cholov, the milk is kidei gemiyah, says the Bartanura, masha odom belei bebas achas, that what a person can swallow at once. If we're talking about v'cholov behema tmeya, milk of an unclean animal, lechazi lishtia, that is not fit for drinking, shi'ure, that measures kidei likt chol ayin achas, to shmir over one eye. Al ha-kosis, that the honey is to put it on the kosis. Kosis is makash al gabi asusim, that's a wound that's by the horses, v'chamoyim on the donkeys. Machmas hamasi, because of the load. Motzosi kosuv, and I found it written, sheshchina yeitze be'oir ha-bosor, that there is a shechina, leprosy, boils that come out on the skin of the flesh. Kshemagil his bashel, when it gets heated up, cooked up, hu'oyser roish l'maylo, it makes a head on the top, the kori pi kosis, that's called the mouth of the kosis. V'avo pisha dvash ikre l'achilo. So although the honey's main purpose is for eating, but kivon sherefu asim mitzuya, since we also find it common to heal, v'him v'mashu V'humashin, he holds it, he holds onto it, for that purpose, as lina basa shura zutra l'chumra. So we will go after the smaller shear in order to be stringent. Oil is aver cotton, a small limb, zakras shel tinik ben yoyme, of a child a day old, v'yetzba ketanosh v'regla, that's the small finger of the foot. The toe, small toe. Loshuf, water, we said, is loshuf behemes hakilur, l'shav fefshef, v'liv chos behem, to rub and to wipe out with them, kiloid, kiloid, that's shenosim l'ayin, that's a bandage that you give over the eye. U'shar kol ha'mashkin, and all other kinds of liquids, shenosim em nefor, that we don't do a medicine of them. So then you go need a revius. Chol ha'shevchin, mayim seruchim, that's smelly water, v'chazi l'gabel behem esatit, but they are fit to knead with them the mortar. So kulam b'revius, they're all by a revius, size of revius. Af ha'yayin v'cholov v'advash, even the wine, what Rav Shimon says, this goes already in Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says that everything is a revius. That means af ha'yayin v'cholov v'advash, that's his opinion. That even the wine, the milk, and the honey. The lo yamru shi'urim b'mishneh, that the measures were not said in the Mishneh, elu matzniyim, that was only for those who hid them. If they had them for that purpose, to keep them for that purpose. But other people in Chayavin Elo Birvis are only liable if it's a revis. And Reb Shimon holds the Matzniya Atzmei, that the one who hides himself by Yishur Zuta requires a lesser shear. So even though Reb Shimon doesn't agree with the other shear, but he still holds that you do need a minimum shear. But the minimum shear over here by these things is a revis. But ubebotzim ha'ishiura, but if it will be less than a revis, lo'im mechayiv. He's not mechayiv. But Rav Shimon doesn't hold, the less than Rav Shimon doesn't hold that for the one who hides it, any shear would be chayiv. The less than Rav Shimon kol shein kosher latzniyay ve'ein matzniyin kamayihu, that if it's not fit to be hidden and you don't hide like this, she's chayiv all of matzniyay, that the one who does hide it should be chayiv at any amount, b'kolshu. Ve'in aloch ke Rav Shimon, aloch is not like Rav Shimon, but the Ashurim, as the Tanakam brought down in the Mishnah. Mishnah base, ha'moitzi chevel kidei lasis oizen l'kupa. If he takes out on Shabbos a piece of string that you can make from this, an ear to a basket, so that you can grab it by the ear, it's like a handle, then you're chayiv. Then you're liable. Gemi kidei lasis tloil nafal gvura. If he takes out a piece of gemi, a kind of a rubber. So if he can make from this a holder for a hanger for a thin sift or to a thicker sift to hang it up, then it'll be chayim. Rav Yehuda Eimer, Rav Yehuda says, "Kedei litil memenu midas mina l'kotn," that you can take from the piece of tloi to make for it a shoe for a small child. So if you carry out that size of a string on Shabbos, then you'll be liable. Nayor, a piece of paper, kidei lichtov alav kesher muichsin. A piece of paper is enough to write on it a sign that the muichas, that the tax collector collects, and you pay him, or it's anything that you got to pay, or for somebody to go cross the bridge. So you give he makes a sign on the paper so that it was paid already. So that's two letters for a sign go on the piece of paper. So that's the size of the paper that you need to be liable to carry out. And if you take out the sign of the collector on Shabbos, you're chayiv. Now you're mochik. If you have a erased piece of paper that you can't write on it, so if you can use that piece of paper to stuff a hole from a small barrel of oil, then you'd be chayv. The Bartanura, oizen lekupa, an ear to the basket, loichz about to hold it up in it. Tloi is letloi seboi, to hang it up by it. Ubatzir mishir oizen lekupa, that's less than the amount of the ear for the kupa. Midas minol, the size of a shoe. Laharis le'uman kimidozu anitzorich, to show the craftsman, this is the measure I need, so this is used as a measuring tool. V'shura botzer mitloi. That shear is even less than the tloi. Niyor, paper that's masabin oisin. You said the paper, you make it out of grass. Kesher shel moichsin. That's the sign of the moichsin. Pa'amim shodom noisin mechetz. Sometimes a person gives the payment, the fee, in the tax, in the top of the, in the beginning of the river, when he passes along a sign to show the other collector, or fee collector on the other side, minanor, to show that he paid already the meches, the tax, the fee. The dark the custom is to write two large letters, the simon for a sign, they're larger than two of our letters. Niyar mochuk, a raised piece of paper, it's no longer fit to be written on. That's why you require a larger amount, liquorist to wrap on top of a jug. Mishnah Gimel, the measurement for oir kidelasis kameya, a little piece of leather is enough to make from it to wrap in it a kameya. Then you are liable. Klaf kidelichtov ala pashek tana shabat tefillin shushma yisroel. If he takes out a piece of parchment, it has to be large enough to write the small portion of the tefillin, which is the Shema Yisrael, then you are chayiv. What happens if you take out diyoy, you take out ink, the lichtav shtei oisius, to write two letters, that you can write enough ink that you can write two letters with them? Kechoil is kedei likchel ayin achas, that he takes out kechoil, that's a kind of a paint, coloring, that it's enough that you can color one eye, then you would be chayiv. Says the Martinura, lasis boy kamiya, leather to make a kamiya. Lachasis boy is a kamiya, that you cover with this the kamiya. That's an omen that's written for some charm for good luck. But it's a kamiya written with Hebrew with a different way for a zgula. Klaf is kidelichtov alo parsha katana, a parchment that's written to write on it a small portion. The dom of Yikorin, since the money for parchment are expensive, the Ovid Mine Kesher Muhsin. The person does not use that for a sign for the collectors, the fee collectors, and Latfilin Mezuzas, only rather use it for Tfil Mezuzas. Le Mechai Bishur Zuta, you will not be liable for a smaller shear. The Yoik, the Licht of Stoyesis, ink to write two letters, Lishem al Shtei Chulia Shulkeli, to write on two sections of a vessel, Oshnik Roshim, Zavgon, or on two beams in order to pair them up so that you know that they go together. Kechoil is kidelikchel ayin achas as Bartanura, shekein snuris ha'ilchis mu'utofis for the matter. What use is there to paint one eye? So the Bartanura says that the snuris, the modest woman, ha'ilchis mu'utofis, they go wrapped up ein megalis ala ayin achas. They only reveal one eye, the kechlos oisa, and they paint it. So there is still a painting of one eye. Mishnah Dalet. Devek glue kedelitim b'reish hashav sheves. He takes out a little glue, so then it's enough to put on a small board, and a bird that will fly onto the board, it will be stuck to it, so it won't be able to fly away. Zefes v'gofris kedelasis nekev, that he carries out either the tar or gofris enough to. Paste up a hole of a barrel that is this material. What you do with them, you paste it on a barrel and the barrel. So, and then you make a hole in the zephyrs and the gofris in the tar so that you can pour out through there. So that's the amount you'd be chayiv. Shaiva kedelitin on pi neck of cotton. Wax is enough to be able to. Paste up a small hole from a barrel of wine. Charsis, a small piece of kiskelasis pikur shal tzerfizov, that you take out a charsis, that's a broken up bricks, so it's enough that you should make with this a mouth for a place where they purify the gold so that the blower should be able to sit in it. then you would be liable. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Kidei lasis pitput," that you should be able to make from the broken brick foundation to place upon it the step that you melt the gold, then you are bichayiv. Seed kidei losur kitanoshe ba'bonis. If he takes out the seed, it's enough that one of his small daughters can smear with it, then he'll be liable. And Rabbi Yehuda says kidei lasis kilkul, that you should be able to make from this seed a kilkul, the braids of the hair, so that the braids should fall down, so that it's enough to also make you liable for carrying out of the Shabbos. Rabbi Chemi says the last is andifi, that from the seed you should be able to smear the hair, which is a lesser level than having to take the braids. Then you also hide. Bartonura, devek, he says paste, glue, is to put on the resha shavsheves. Shavsheves says atzayodim, those who capture meshivim neser cotton, they put a little small piece of board beresha kona on the top of the stick, v'noish nolov devek, and they place glue on it. V'ayiv yoishav alov, and the bird sits on it, v'nidbek boy, and connects itself, pastes itself to it. V'tzorich los alov devek harbi, you have to be a lot of paste, k'desh yoyiv nidbek boy, so that the bird should stick to it. So that's the shear of devek. Then you have Zephyr Zugofris lasis by neck of cotton to make a small hole. So he says clay is a vessel shemasimim by kesef chai. They put in raw silver, v'soysim pif, and you close up its opening the Zephyr Zugofris with this tar or the gofris, v'oysa bistima neck of cotton, and he makes in the closed area, he makes a small hole, loitzim ben kesef chai, that he takes out the raw silver. Charsis, that's a brick, levena katusha, a broken up brick. Lasis bikur, to make the mouth, the opening of the kur, shamapuach nichnas boy, that the blower of the one who is the smith making the fire, the opening will go in there. Pitput, that's a regal, that's the foot, lamokam meshava kur, so where the kur sits on, shemeshivin es alkein, and sits on it, to bosis os lukach, that becomes the basis, the foundation for it. Subin, the litin al piakush on surface of. Subin is, that is in a place where there is no coals, they purify the gold with the fire of Subin. And that's they cook, that's what's called Subin. Pirushacha, another interpretation, again, loss is Subin al piakur, that you put the Subin, those are the, from the grain, the pieces of the that are separated usually. Subin is the lower part, lesser part too. So they are put on piakur on the mouth, shematich nazov, when you melt the gold. Seed is losut kidei ketana shebebonis. The Bartanura bonus shigil lepirkom, daughters that have reached their age, their time for getting married, lebolo ahen ha'oirach, and the period hasn't come to them yet. The daughters of poor women, the poor daughters of the poor people, they would put the seed on them. And then the oirach, their period would hasten to come. It also takes off here. And the rich daughters, they would use. They would use the soilus. Bnois Malachim, Mishem and Zayis. Shlo have Yishlish with olive oil that hasn't brought a third. Those are all segulas for that. Kilko, that is Hatzdoin, Visodin, Oison, Visid, Lashki Vesasoir. Those are the sides of the. Then they put the seed on it to have the hair laying, and that's what they use to smear on that. The Mechemi says the seed is andifi, that's lemaila min hatzdoim, above the sidebars a little bit, that's called the basdo. And the loch is not, the loch is like Rabbi Yehuda, and the seed needs to be like the Tanakhama says in the Mishnah that Ketana Shebebonis. Mishnah Hey, Odmo Kachosim HaMartzufim. If you take out red mortar or kind or kind of wax, so that you can use it as a seal for packs of merchandise, then you would be chayiv. Again, so Adma is kichosim amartzupim. That's like the chosim, like those they sign. That's the amount that you need. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's the words of Rabbi Akiva. The chachamim say kichosim oigoris, that enough mortar for to seal, or the wax, whatever it is there is to seal a letter, that's already enough to be liable. Zebel v'chil adak, if you take out garbage or thin sand, the zabel kalach shel kruv, it's enough to fertilize when you need to sow one root of cabbage. Already chayiv. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, the words of Rabbi Akiva. Chom em chom zek, the lezavel kedisha, and enough to fertilize sow a root of kedisha is also chayiv. Choyel hagas, when you take out thick sand, the liten amloy kaf seed, that's enough to pour a full spoon, and from the spoon into the seed, then you are liable. Konak de lasis kumus, if you take out a stick that you can make enough to take out from this a feather that reaches half the finger, you're liable. Vimoy ava mirusus, if this stick was thick or it was split, and you cannot make out of it a writing feather to write with it, a quilt is kidei leva quilt kidei levashel by beitz akala shebabeitzim trufo nusun beilvo. So it's enough that you should be able to cook with this stick, or make a fire of it, that it should be the size to cook on it, a size of an egg of a chicken, which is the lightest of all eggs, should be cooked just as it's banged up and as it's poured on ilfus, I mean not on a frying pan. So such a size of a wood, then you'd be chayiv, as the minimum amount that you need to be chayiv. So the Bartanura Odmo Tit Odim, that's red mortar, it's from the ground it comes the tit. Martzupim, that's chayiv martzupim, sakim gedolim. Gedolim, these are large sacks, shenoisim and prakmatia, in which they carry merchandise, bisunas in their boats. The chayiv men oiso, and they seal it, kederach shechayiv men oigris, like you see letters. Vishir the Rabbonon zuter mid Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbonon's shear is less than the Rabbi Akiva. V'aloch kichachomim, v'aloch is the chachomim, that even the smaller shear be chayiv. Kedei lezabel krisha, that is karti, cabbage, vishiurum, no, that's, what of karti? Vishiurum zuter mikelach shel kruv. This is less than the cabbage that we said before. V'aloch kichachomim, v'aloch is like the chachomim. Then we have the thick sand is to put Malay kaf seed, that's a kaf shel sayodim, that's a spoon that the sayodim, what they do, what they use, so that kind of a spoon to put in there. Kedei lasis kulmus, in order to make a quill, hamagil lekishrish lemtzes voice, that would reach to the section where the middle of the fingers. Ava, if it's a thick one, she in the royal exiva, so it's not fit to be writing. Or merusas, merusas v'shaber, it's broken and unfit. So that you have to do beitza kala, a light beitza. What's a light beitza? Beitza tarnegoilas, that's a egg. A micro la beitza kala. Why does it call a light egg? Shekala li special yesu, because it's quicker, it's lighter to cook, more b'shar beitzim than the other eggs. Vashiru, and the shiris k'de levashel k'gregris menu, is in order to cook the size of a gregris, of a fig of it. Trufa, means mureves b'shemen, that it's mixed with oil, unisuna b'ilfos, and it's placed on a frying pan, shuhuchem kvar, shimeres l'zbashel, that it's quicker to cook. So that's the shiur. Mishnah Vav, etzem k'dei lasir tarved. If he takes out a bone that you can make from it a spoon, then you're chayv. Rabbi Yehuda says k'dei lasir menuchaf, that if you can make from the bone a tooth for a key, then you are liable. If you take it out, zuchuchis k'dei ligrur b'yresha karkar. If you take out a piece of glass that you can scrub with the point of the thing that you throw through the when you weave, so you throw in between the weaving over there, then you be chayv. Tzroi reyavink the lizrak ba'if, a pebble or a stone enough size, if you carry that out, you have to throw it on a bird, so it should fly away, then you're chayv. Rabbi Yaakov says the lizrak ba'behema, that it has to be big enough, the size, that you throw it on an animal, that she should leave the place, and if you take that out, then you'd be chayv. Says the Bar Tanura, a bone, an etzem, is kidei lasis tarvet. Tarvet is a kaf, a spoon. Rabbi Yehuda says lasis menu chaf. Chaf is a shein, it's a tooth. A tooth, mishinei hamafteach, from the teeth of a key. Shepeschim adlosis, that you open up the doors. But then aloha, Rabbi Yehuda. Aloha does not remain like Rabbi Yehuda. Azchuchis is in order to scrape reisha karkar. Karkar shel ergim, those are weavers, mavire ala shesi, and you pass it through those that go vertically, kshumatuach, while it's pulled, lefonov, in front of him, v'shevet boi achutim, and you throw through the other strands that they go through there. And that's how you weave the garment. The pebble or the stone is the lizrek b'behema, to throw on an animal. A person doesn't trouble himself to take a pebble because of a bird to chase him away. So it doesn't count if it's so small that it can just take away, throw away, have a bird fly away. They will call about almasagile because just a voice is enough. Mishnah Zayin, cheres k'dei litil bein patzim mechaverim. A cheres, one that carries out a piece of broken clay, if you can place it in between boards, then is chayiv. This is when you place boards one on the other, then you put it, a piece of clay in between them, other sieves, so that they should ear go through between the boards, so they shouldn't rot. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says, k'dei lachtis bo yasoir, that you should be able with this piece of clay take some fire, then you will be liable if you carry that out. Rabbi Yehuda says, that you should be able to take with this piece of clay to fill up a quart of water, then you are liable if you carry it out. Rabbi Meir says, although there is no evidence to this matter that the piece of clay needs to be so large that you should be able to take fire with it, nevertheless there is a mentioning of this, a remembrance to this, that it is the usual to take fire with a piece of clay, shnemar, because it says in the pasuk, lo yimotzi b'mechito soy cheres lachtis eish b'yokid, he shall not find in his ruins a piece of clay to move fire from the fire that is being burnt. Rabbi Yehuda said to him, to Rabbi Meir, Misham Ra'ayim, from there, meaning from that pasuk, is a proof, you want to bring a proof that a piece of clay, you move fire? In this pasuk, it also says that with a piece of clay, you also can draw water, v'lachshif mayim minove, to draw water from the pit. Zakta bar tanura ben patzim lechaverik kishemisadron, when you kishemisadrin patzimin v'amudim v'koydis, when you organize the different types of beams and poles and wood, so you oisim shuris shel koydis ala oritz, you make a line of beams on the ground, v'yesh chalol ben zu lezu, and there is a hollow in between them, and you lean it on their bottom so that it doesn't become crooked. Zecher ledavar, there is a remembrance to it, the Choshev Cheres b'chtiyas oir, that he counts, he mentions Cheres, and while you are shoveling the fire, Lachsoif is lidlois, to draw. Minove is guma katana, small hole. Shamayim nikbotzim, where the water collects. That's the cheres. Amo choshiv cheres nami. So we see that he also counts a cheres by kabbalah samayim, by receiving the water. V'aloche kerab yoisi. Aloche is like Rabbi Yosi. This finishes the eighth chapter in Masechta Shabbos.